Good evening. My name is Don Castor, and thank you for calling in on this beautiful June evening. At least it's a beautiful June evening in Columbus, Ohio. And this evening's call is sort of a follow-up to the series we're doing on the basic Sunrider products. And if you're new to Sunrider, you know, all of our products are based on a very simple philosophy of regeneration and wholeness. It says that if you nourish the body and feed the body properly, it'll balance itself. Well, I think we would all agree that in today's world and the ability or actual inability to find the kind of foods or consume the kind of foods that we'd like, we can have nutrient problems. But more importantly, we have a tendency to eat more of what we enjoy than what maybe our body needs. So it's really a twofold problem. One, having the knowledge on what to eat, and number two, being able to get that food. There's the convenience factor, where we've created a society where food can be fast or is considered to be important to be fast and quick. And the nourishment is more just designed to give energy to the body rather than give nourishment. And I think it plays havoc with our young people. I think it plays havoc with old people. It plays havoc with everyone. Well, what Sunrider has been able to do and really was part of its original mission when it began in 1983 was to create, develop, and manufacture in the sense of taking a whole food and putting it into a form that one can consume, foods that are whole in nature and yet contain the nutrients necessary for the body to work properly. What Sunrider has been able to do is by removing the non-nutritive fibers in plants, for example, it's been able to concentrate them down so the nutrients are still in place. And what we've learned over the last probably 20 years is that that nutrient category that we are desiring or looking for are called phytonutrients or plant nutrients. And there's thousands upon thousands of those in the plant kingdom. And oftentimes people will develop one, find one, and make a huge deal out of a plant that contains phytonutrients and are very unique. And that's exciting news, except that there's thousands of plants in the marketplace or in the world today, and getting to them becomes difficult. What Sunrider has been able to do is bring many of those products to the market and yet make them very desirable, both in taste and convenience. Therefore, what we're trying to do with Sunrider is educate people on the basics and how they would do it. Well, this evening's call is about what I would call a family or grouping of products, New Plus Vita Shake. And I'm putting Sunbar with it only because a lot of people are looking for a more convenient way to get basic nutrients. But I want to start with the real foundation, and one of the original products that Sunrider developed was called New Plus. And the reason that New Plus is unique in its own way and really is not like any other is because of the ingredients within it are really very, very high in micronutrients but not macronutrients. Micronutrients are the very, very small nutrients, the phytonutrients that we talk about in terms of the plant kingdom. Macronutrients are proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. So when somebody looks at New Plus and says, oh, my need is for higher protein, then you're not going to find large amounts of protein in this product. You're not going to find large amounts of fat, nor are you going to find large amounts of carbohydrates or calories. The calorie content in a packet, for example, of New Plus runs around 60 calories. That certainly is not a meal replacement. It's a nutrient source. It is an ability to take into the body micronutrients. Macronutrients, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates need to come from our more substantive foods like the Sun Bar, the Phyta Shake, salads, beans, grains, all the things that you normally eat in your diet. What Dr. Chin brought to the marketplace in 1982, besides the soybean, which is the basis to this product, are ingredients that are fairly well known around the globe. But the one is the koi fruit, and koi is probably one of the more nutritious plants that exist in the kingdom, as well as the Chinese yam root, which is no relation to the American yam, so don't begin to thinking that it has different value to it. The advantage of the New Plus is that it contains a wide variety of various nutrients that when concentrated are very high in phytonutrients. When I'm looking at a box of New Plus Simply Herbs or peanut banana that I'm looking at now, I'm looking at a very small fat content, less than a gram. I'm looking at extremely low sodium at 15, and I'm looking at between 9 and 10 carbs, depending on the item, and only 3 to 4 grams of protein. It becomes very important for us to then grasp the advantage of this product. Now, it is based upon one of the philosophies within the Chinese culture that talks about five colors. So when you're looking at these products, the New Plus products, you'll notice that there's five beans in there. The beans become a very viable source of phytonutrients and protein, but it also becomes a source of color. And the color is where the high phytonutrients come from. And the Chinese believe that when you have five colors present, you're feeding five systems and you're giving the body energy. Modern science says that when you're eating a variety of colors and beans, you're giving your body a variety of phytonutrients. Take the philosophy, take the principles, take the values, take the science any way you want to. New Plus is by far one of the most nutritious products in the marketplace. Its density allows one to consume a very small amount, less than 15 grams, and still within those 15 grams be able to get 60 calories of solid nutrients. New Plus is a product that you can mix in water, juice if you prefer, an almond milk, coconut milk, something of that nature. You certainly can eat it out of the package. It's a little dry, and you want to follow up for some water. But I would say that 99% of the people either mix it in a water or a juice. My preference is water. We're not going to get into different recipes that people use, but it's a very convenient, quick, and simple product. When you mix New Plus, and let's say you put it in, 8 ounces, 7 ounces. I use about 6 ounces of good filtered water. I personally drink distilled water, but that's personal choice. I put it in about 6 ounces, and I'll stir it slowly in. You'll notice on New Plus that it doesn't dissipate or dissolve into the water. There's a process in manufacturing many foods, like instant milks and things of that nature, that they melt into the water. There's a process, certain amount of heat that needs to be applied to break it down to do that. We don't do that in Sunrider. The water is simply a carrier. It's a way to get it into the system, as would be the juice for taste. So be prepared to stir this periodically. The stirring process just sort of keeps it suspended in the water. Not a complex issue, just something you need to be aware of. The taste, if you're looking for something that has a slightly smooth taste to it, I always recommend the mixed berry or the peanut banana. I think those are very pleasant taste, a very natural taste, because they're from natural sources like pineapple, coconut, banana, or in the mixed berry, the different berries. I think they're very flavorful. I think they're very tasty, but a phenomenal product to consume between meals. People have used them before meals to really give the body some quick nutrients, because when your body gets nutrients early, it doesn't have as much desire to eat, so it has a lot of other added benefits to it. So when you're looking at New Plus, you're looking at a product that is going to be very, very dense in nutrition. It's going to be something that would be for young children as well as very old. As we age, the ability to absorb nutrients becomes much more challenged. And that challenging process has to do with the amount of what they refer to as residue in food, and which creates problems on the bowel systems. And as people age, when they get into their late 70s, 80s, 90s, the mechanisms within the bowels to actually extract nutrients and push out waste become challenged. They become challenged because of age and a lot of work over a lot of years. And that's not to displace the need for fiber. It's just a fact that the way the body works. So the greater absorbability, the more powerful. People talk about the importance of juicing. No question that's valuable. But when you look at a product like New Plus, you're getting a lot of phytonutrients in a product that absorbs as well as juice does. I'm referring to fresh squeezed juices, not bottles. So New Plus fits into that category. It's not going to have a spike because it's not high in sugars or carbohydrates. The sugar content on this product is listed at zero, which means that all the carbohydrates in this product are less than zero, less than one, I mean, are listed as complex carbs, because the carbohydrate comes from the grain, from the herbs, from the plants, from the koi, from the Chinese yam, from the lotus, from the fox nut. Those products are in this, as well as the beans, are all nutrient-dense herbs and plants. So when you're doing New Plus, look at it as a between-the-meal, pre-meal type beverage. I like it as a pre-meal because it sort of acts as a prebiotic. A prebiotic is a product that really helps with digestion. And when you have a soft start to a meal where you start your digestive process off gently, you're able to get the digestive juices operating properly without the need of digestive enzymes. New Plus becomes a phenomenal product in that prebiotic category. So great product, great consumable, comes in a 10-pack and a 60-pack, comes in a few flavors, very convenient, very easy to carry, highly recommended. We'll talk at another date about ways in which you can mix this with a variety of things. It really doesn't make a difference. It's a powder. Do what works for you. I personally just like to drink it because I like to get it into my system, and I find its greatest advantage to be what I stated a second ago, the prebiotic. There's a number of things written and spoken about New Plus that are out there. I think it gives some great information. I think that when you're combining and getting bioavailable foods, you've understood the essence of what this product is all about. It's very well balanced in that about 65 to 70% of the calories, which are very low, come from carbs, 20 protein, less than 15% fat. Pretty nice ratio for the average person in terms of how they're eating and where they're getting their energy from. And the bioavailability, that's the key word I want you to remember, prebiotic, second key word. Now, let's look at a product that was developed a number of years after Noon. New Plus has been with the company since we began. But there was an interest and a desire out there for a product that fit a bit more into that mixing it into a meal. And when you take the product VitaShake and you add it into coconut milk, an almond milk, a rice milk, whatever kind of milk you want to use, you increase that calorie content to close to 200, and it can be classified as a meal replacement. It has the same basic ingredients in New Plus, but they've added, for some flavor taste, fructose, which is derived from corn, not high fructose corn syrup, but fructose, which is a quickly absorbed carbohydrate. They're using the soybean and the soy protein basis, and they're using some nutrients added to it to give it some vitamins and minerals. The purpose, so people can use this more in place of what they might do for meal replacement if they add it to one of the milks I spoke about. With the calorie content being at 90, your fat content, which to me is critically important, is still less than a gram. Sodium content is still very low. Your protein is about 4. Again, you can pick up your proteins when you mix it into an almond milk, for example, and that gives it the balance that some people are looking for. But the carbohydrate content is 18, with sugars only 5, which means that 13 grams, or close to 70% of it, is a complex carbohydrate, which is very desirable. The fiber content is 3, so you start subtracting the dietary fiber from the sugars, and you find the simplicity to be negligible. Great absorbable product. But the fiber from this comes from a product called FOS, F-O-S. And FOS is a product that has been used widely in the industry for the last 20 years. And I'm excited about the product itself because this is an ingredient that Dr. Chin became aware of and began using long before many of the conventional companies did. And it was a plant-based source of fiber. And what it does, it helps the transportation of the food in terms of moving the food through the system. Very, very, very important. It has a lot of different benefits to it. The one that you will notice when you mix the VitaShake, and if you let it sit for a while, you will notice that it, in fact, becomes to thicken. And that's one of its greatest benefits. It has a bit of a sweet taste, even though it doesn't have any sugar with it, but no aftertaste. There's very little calories into it, and its absorbability and its, what should I say, mixture ability is great. But when people use this and they say, well, geez, this particular product thickens up rather quickly, that's the purpose of it. It adds a bulk or a fiber to our food, and it's the bulk or that fiber that doesn't create a negative benefit but a positive benefit is it helps to transport food. And because it has an ability to absorb moisture, one of the things that happens with people when they add too much grain fibers, whether it be from bran or psyllium, they can get a reaction in the body in the sense that there's not enough fluid in their diet, and it kind of clogs them up. And the FOS, because it maintains a moisture content to it, has been a very preferable form of adding dietary fiber, but yet helps the transit time of food. And the faster the food moves in the system, the more effective it is in terms of not absorbing sugars and fats, but delivering the nutrients, because the nutrients absorb quickly. VitaShake, like New Plus, is very, very nutrient dense. So there are a lot of nutrients available, and the fact that this speeds up the transit time and really tastes good. This particular product, cocoa has kind of become my partial one. It's something I'll drink in the middle of the day when I'm hungry. Oftentimes use it as a breakfast. Sometimes I'll use it as a 7 o'clock dinner if the day's just gone on too long. And I feel like I'm hungry, but I'm not getting anything heavy before I go to bed. A lot of times on a summer day when it's hot, you don't feel like eating. the nutrients in this are phenomenal, and yet the benefit of the fiber means it doesn't lay heavy in the stomach. So I get all the benefits of the New Plus. I add to it some taste, a little more protein, and an almond, coconut milk, rice milk, whatever your preference is. You're going to be able to pick up the extra proteins and carbohydrates for the energy and calories you would need in terms of a meal, and yet you're getting something very, very nutrient dense. A lot of products on the market are meal replacements. A lot of them emphasize the importance of protein. You're always going to hear us talk in Sunrider about the importance, mandate, requirement, critical need for phytonutrients. It is those nutrients that come from plants, the thousands upon thousands of them, that supersede the vitamin and mineral categories. There's 200 and some vitamins and minerals that we've discovered that are very, very important, that oftentimes we get by taking a vitamin and mineral supplement like Metabalance 44, that we'll oftentimes get when we do eat foods where vitamins have been added. Grocery cereals have vitamin atoms. That's fine. I mean, adding vitamins is not a problem. We've added some to VitaShake. That's fine. But when you can get them in the basis that are coming from the phytonutrient category, those are what's commonly referred to in general terms as antioxidants. There's 12 general categories of those. Those nutrients, the 20,000 nutrients that have a variety of names, proanthocyanidins, for example, is a category of these 12. When you start getting into all of these different categories of phytonutrients, you transcend just the concepts of vitamins and minerals. So it's not a matter of saying one is more important than the other. They're all critical. Where we failed 30 years ago was to identify what the phytonutrients are. And where we fail today is in our processed foods, we've destroyed most of the phytonutrients because light and air and heat can destroy phytonutrients, plant nutrients, antioxidants. So when people talk about how horrible heat is, light and air are just as bad. And it becomes very important in the processing and manufacturing of foods, and I keep using that word which scares people, but that's literally what you're doing. You're taking a plant, getting it to market quickly, and processing the nutrients from it in a convenient method. You're going to find that those that are able to maintain the phytonutrient levels are the ones that are the most effective for the human body. VitaShake New Plus are classic examples of that. There are other technologies that have been used that have been helpful in foods. Freezing is an excellent example of foods that may be fruits, for example, picked in the field, quickly cleaned and frozen, are going to be a way of preserving or flashing in the nutrients without destroying them. There's a certain amount of light and air that hit them when they process them, but the more quickly they get to that frozen stage, it's important. What we've done in terms of our concentration is that when we've been able to take a lot of dry plants, like the koi fruit we're talking about, and still, through our process of concentration, maintain that nutrient level in them, which makes them so important. So when you look at VitaShake, what we have to help people understand is, in Sunrider, you've got to go beyond what the label says and understand that those 20,000 nutrients not identified per se that are on there are present because of the nutrients of which we use. And that's why people get really good benefits from our products in terms of energy, sense of well-being, et cetera. And that's because of the way in which our foods are processed. So if you have an interest in looking at VitaShake, don't hesitate to go online and read a bit about the number four ingredient in VitaShake, and I am not going to begin to try to pronounce what FOS is, but it's the long word that's the fourth one on the ingredients. And it has about 28 letters in it, and that's about 24 more letters than I feel comfortable trying to pronounce. Again, a product used in different sources. You'll find it used in a lot of high-quality products that are well-respected in the food industry today. That is not a particular ingredient to Sunrider, but it's another example of how Dr. Chin will blend both the ancient philosophies of regeneration and balance and elements with the modern technology where they found or been able to create things that are beneficial for the human body. FOS is a classic example of the marriage between the East and the West. And Dr. Chin embraced it and put it in his product and was one of the very first U.S. companies to ever use FOS a number of years ago. And as always, keeping us on the leading edge of both technology and high-quality manufacturing. You'll always hear us talk about the manufacturing that goes into our products because it is the technique that's able to maintain the nutrients that makes our products valuable. The fact that we manufacture all these products is very important. The fact that we do everything from start to finish is important because we're aware of all elements of the manufacturing. To create an end product that is effective takes a lot of steps, and a lot of double checks. And knowing your suppliers, both from the field through the process, becomes critical. And that's where Sunrider helps marry the three together. A lot of our nutrients, a lot of our plants come from parts of the world we'll never visit. But when you know that Dr. Chen has his people on the ground there doing the selecting, negotiating with the farmers, the growing, the bringing into the U.S. without fumigation, radiation, we're not being forced to use genetically modified products. We're allowed to create what we can because of the safety factor that goes into all of our manufacturing. We're able to create things that are in a category all their own. Sports bars, huge today. Snack bars, huge today. Granola bars, huge today. Well, Dr. Chen wanted to take that concept with the Sun Bar and say, okay, we're going to create a high-quality product. We're going to create a product that tastes good. We're going to create a product in that 100 or so calorie range becomes very satisfying. But we're going to make sure what we're doing is adding things of benefit and not loading it with sugar. So whenever you look at your sports bar, your snack bars, look at your carbohydrate content, but look at the sugars in it. And if your sugars are greater than your fiber, then that's what it is sugar. So your energy is coming from sugar. And if that's your choice because you're a marathon runner, understood. If you're somebody trying to watch your calories but still get energy in, then you don't want the sugars. The cholesterol content, zero. Now, protein on the product is 7 grams out of 120. Fat is 3. That makes the protein and the fat almost equal. So when you're figuring out by multiplying your carbs and your fats by numbers, you'll see that about 40-some percent of this bar, 50 into 120, we're talking 40-some percent of this bar is carbohydrates, and you're talking 25-plus of it is 24% of it or so is protein and fat. So it's very nicely balanced from an energy standpoint, from a fitness standpoint. But again, what this product contains are nutrients that are very absorbable. He has extracts and flavorings like malt in this, which absorb very slowly. That's why the sugar content is so low. But again, the fiber on this product makes it very, very beneficial. And when you look at a lot of the ingredients on this, you're saying, I don't understand. Besides, I can see the fruits and I understand those. A little bit of almond, I can see raspberries. I understand all of that. I look at some of the flavorings and accept those. But what I don't understand are some of these plants. You'll notice that this has FOS. FOS, again, nice product for transportation of the food, absorption of the nutrients, and a fiber source. When you're looking down the list of this, you're looking at, again, plant nutrients because of some of the same exact ingredients that are in Nuplus. Why? Because of absorbability. Protein and fats, the body can understand and translate pretty reasonably. Carbohydrates are just that. They're energy sources. But what the labels never show are the phytonutrients, and that becomes very, very imperative to what we're talking about. The amount of vitamins in this product are what exist in the product and in the foods. This, unlike VitaShake, doesn't add vitamins and minerals because we believe that if you're doing your foods correctly, it's not necessary. So if you're looking at different foods to try and to look at, these three products are very much on-the-go type products. VitaShake in the meal replacement category, breakfast, lunch, late dinner. Sun Bar, carrying it with you, doesn't melt. There's no coating on it, so it doesn't become a throw it in your purse or your gym bag or your golf bag, and when you get there, it's mush. That's one of the other advantages. One of the criteria Dr. Chen wanted is he wanted something he could travel with, he could take to the gym with him. Talking to runners, they wanted something they could carry with them, and that's what this bar accomplishes. The transit time of the food because of the FOS makes this bar become absorbable fairly quickly, so it can be used as a pre-training meal far enough out and can be consumed fairly quickly afterwards because the residue of it is low enough it's not going to create some cramping. Nuplus, same thing, can be used pre or post. I wouldn't recommend VitaShake right before or right after just because any protein product or any product with that amount of calories, particularly if you're doing it in a milk base, it's going to be too hard on the stomach because when you're exercising, remember that your energy level goes to your muscles, not to your stomach. And you don't want to be taxing and telling your body that it should be working the stomach and it's supposed to be working the muscles. So give yourself an hour window on both sides for VitaShake. Not necessary with the Nuplus. Caution a little bit on the Sun Bar for the same reason. But again, if you're hungry after a workout or a run, Sun Bar fits right in there. Drink plenty of liquid with the Sun Bar because there's fiber in it. Anytime you have fiber, you have to have enough liquid. And this has three grams of fiber, which is about 10% of what you need during the day. So a bar or two or VitaShake a day is going to give you part of your protein and part of your fiber intake for the day, but always consume enough water with it. It really makes the FOS more effective and makes the product more absorbable. Now, we've talked many times. Some of you I know are new on the call for the first time and don't have the background on Sunrider, but understand that we're different. We're different in how we look, and we're different on a lot of our deliveries. Dr. Chin doesn't put products in liquids to be convenient for you because you're paying for the shipping. What you pay for in Sunrider is the technology, the acquisition of the inventory from around the world, and the very long process to manufacture these. These things aren't just ground up and thrown in packages. There's a process to all of them. I sort of refer to every product as going through a soup-making process because to extract the nutrients requires low heat and long time. So nothing is ground and stuck into an envelope. If it did, the price would be about one-tenth of what it is. Nutrients of these make this product so critical and so effective. So I encourage you to make sure that you're consuming these products as you would food, but respect what they are. Don't expect them to be something they're not. Don't drink a glass of New Plus and say, geez, I'm hungry an hour later. Well, there weren't any calories in it that satisfy that hunger, but the nutrients are there. That's why I suggest before a meal, particularly if you're trying not to eat too much, but before a meal strictly is a prebiotic, sort of as a precursor to your meal to get your digestive system started. Do the New Plus in the middle of the day if you're just needing a little bit of energy and it will spark the system, but nothing is going to supply a lot of calories unless you go to the Sun Bar or the VitaShake. Sun Bar is a convenient way to get the nutrients and the calories in. VitaShake is the tasty way to do it. So you have three different elements that will fill in that day of not overeating, but giving the body nutrients and fiber that it needs. Nothing replaces the whole foods you eat from your salads and your vegetables, and this time of year for Ohio people, fruits. It becomes an addition to and supplements your diet. These nutrients or these foods really help add the polish, the color, the style to your food. Where you're lacking the nutrients from your normal diet because of the kind of food that's on the marketplace today, this adds to it. This sort of brings in that professional touch to the orchestra. It's that one missing piece out of the orchestra that brings the sound level up. It's that extra voice that's added to the choir that makes it sharper, the extra two or three voices that add the professionalism and style to the choir. That's what New Plus, VitaShake, and Sun Bar do. I encourage you to try the different flavors, because VitaShake and New Plus and everything comes in different flavors. Enjoy them. Try the ones you like. There's nothing else dramatically different except the benefits of the taste. I want to thank you for your time and appreciate you being on the call this evening and hope in some way that this has been of some benefit in helping you understand these key Sunrider nutrients. Have a great, great week. Thank you.